Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 103, Annihilation by Splosion.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, we'll sing our heart refrain. For Boston, for Boston, since when comes our flag? And ever when the right shot has been bombed, to touch me no more, and the mark is gone. For Boston, for Boston, our glory is over.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I am King Baby Duck.
I'm Blonick.
I'm Andrew.
And we just finished looking through some of the pictures that Ritual Photography took at that whole charity calendar shoot. They're looking pretty good.
Yeah, they really are. He did a great job. I'm really happy. Now comes the hard part.
Choosing them.
Well, no, before we get a chance to choose them, it's the fundraising efforts to actually get this calendar done.
Yeah.
So, let's see where we go from there.
Right.
We've got a lot of good help so far. I'm very happy about that.
Yep. So, we'll see what happens.
Yes.
So, summer is here. Well, it has been here, but the heat has finally arrived.
It has been here, but it hasn't been here. It's
really? Been. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it while I was running around yesterday in full football equipment.
Yep.
No.
What was the score again?
33-0.
No, 32-0.
I went online. There was an extra point because when I did the math, I added, you know, one of the, what's it called?
Curb stomps?
Quantum one thing as a PAT, but it wanted to be a 2-point I forgot about.
A PAT?
Point after touchdown.
Oh! You go for the 2 instead of the 1.
Yeah, I went for the 2 instead of the 1. And I'm sorry, when the score gets up that high, you kind of forget about that little tiny thing.
Right.
But it was 33-0.
Yep.
The team even put 32-0 and they got corrected.
So, how are things looking for the Bandits?
I believe we can win the ring. The championship could be ours to lose. Well, it is ours to lose. There's only one team that I think is equal to us in the entire league.
Which one is that?
I ain't saying.
You ain't saying?
Nope. Pissing my luck, somebody from one of the other teams is listening.
Yeah, huh.
And you know.
And I'll be like, oh my god, he's talking about me!
Or is he insulting us, saying that his team's better than us?
No, that would be equal
said,
to it.
No, I said a team that isn't the one that I said was equal to us.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, one that I think were, you know, was lesser than us.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have a big game this coming weekend against a team that won yesterday, which is the North Shore Generals. So.
Yeah, I got one of my friends on there.
You do?
How are they doing?
They won yesterday.
That's scary.
It's a win.
It's a win.
A win is a win is a win.
We'll see what happens. We face them twice. We play the Colonials twice and, you know, a few other teams. We have some really tough, you know, competition, though.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't get to play at this level without a lot of competition.
Right.
We're actually the most premier AAA league in the entire nation.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It was actually in the daily item yesterday, Friday.
Friday.
Yeah. Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday.
Sure, Saturday.
Saturday.
He's inventing a day again.
Well, no, it works out that way because of the fact that the Saturday paper isn't as thick as it used to be.
No.
Remember back in the day when we had to carry those suckers on Saturday for the paper route? I'm telling you, I don't know how many times I almost, like, fell over one side. Every time, I'd have to equally distribute the weight because of the fact that when I tossed one, I was leaning to the other side. And then I tossed the other one, and then I'd back to normal.
And half of that would have been just car classified ads.
Exactly.
Well, see, well, I had so many houses that literally I'd have two bags hanging off, and they were completely full. I'm like this. And I had this really steep hill I had to walk up, and I used to look at it myself, I'm doing you last.
Son of a bitch!
No, I used to say, I'm doing you last. And then loop all the way back around and deliver to that house. Person like, why is it so late? You live right around the corner. Papers were heavy. I was afraid of falling down the hill.
And not stopping.
But the old lady, you know, that lived there, she used to come out and give me cookies.
Yeah.
She had no
grandkids. Is that what they call it?
No, she had no grandkids. She loved
to bake. You mean arsenic?
Oh.
So, she gave me cookies.
How about apples with razor blades?
No, that was her daughter.
Oh, right, okay.
Ooh.
I threw it in her face and I wound up gashing her. We call her Scarface.
Yeah. All right, well, we've got an interesting show today. We've, what do we got? Sports, we got movies,
music, and video games.
We have a lot of video games. Very, very good.
Yes. We do not have a lot of video games.
It's just because they've actually been putting stuff up. It's like it's been a good summer, like, for them to start actually putting things up, because we have this dry spell.
It's the season of the summer arcade.
Yeah. And Blueberry, you already reviewed this game. Just because they added a new map doesn't mean it counts again.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah, it does.
Yep.
Yes, it does. It's the same video game. Just a different area you're running around in.
Yeah.
Well, you need to talk about it.
Well, no, the actual design of the multiplayer maps are
completely different.
Different from whatever was placed in the game, so
right. It's like reviewing Call of the Dead.
Yeah.
Because that's a total different aspect of Black Ops.
So that's just on you, and we go to him. You already covered this game, except it's just his wife. It doesn't count.
It's almost like Ms. Pac-Man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I covered it on the website, but Blue Wanted got to play it and didn't share his opinion of it.
Yeah, but you guys covered the regular version.
But it's totally different.
Hey, just because he gets married doesn't mean that it's any different.
Hey, don't spoil the ending, dude.
I didn't say what the name of the game was. I'm making sure to step around it.
Right.
I'm not that stupid.
Okay.
Well, unlike other people that, you know... I'm not pointing at you.
Yes, you are.
Yes.
We all know what I'm talking about.
No. You mean the absentee ballot over here? Whatever. Anyway.
Well, we have a lot of those.
Yeah, well...
Yeah, we have a lot of absentee ballots.
All right, well, how about we start this off? We're going to kick it off with sports, so... Anvil, let's, say it. Come on. Things happened.
All right, so I'm going to hit you up with some football real quick. We've actually made some progress. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we have progress. They have agreed on a rookie pay scale. There's only one thing keeping us from football left, and they're going to continue to meet because they actually hope to have everything done by the 21st so they can start training camp on time.
Yeah.
They're bound to determine not to make us lose anything. Mm-hmm. Finally, they're thinking like sports fans and not money-greedy Mongols.
You mean they've got the ball rolling? No way.
No, forget about rolling. They tossed it up and Barry Bonds cranked it.
Right.
And there was much rejoicing.
Jeez. Thank you from the peanut gallery, King.
You're welcome.
And we're not even talking a good peanut. We're talking about that, one at a bar that's been sitting there for a couple of years and people are afraid to touch.
You mean the bet peanut? Like, I'll bet you $100 to eat that
peanut. No. The peanut that is so horrible that people wouldn't even bet their friends to touch it.
Or they actually mistake it for something else because it has some weird fungus on it.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway.
The one when the bar finally closes and they need to move it, this is what you hear. Can you call in the hazmat crew? We have an unknown glowing substance in a bowl.
It's got radiation.
It's kryptonite.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Let's just hope for some good luck with that one. Really hope we can go somewhere. Now... NBA is still locked out.
Hockey. That's going to be out for a while now. Yes. I mean, when would the season start up again for them?
For which one? Hockey or basketball?
No, hockey.
In a few months.
Yeah, in about a few months, yeah.
So, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Hockey, still nothing. Because, season's over.
Right.
Trophies making their rounds.
Isn't hockey like the longest... Doesn't hockey have, the longest season?
One of them. Remember, baseball's still 162 games.
Yeah.
Out of the 365 days a week. I mean, year. I'm too tired. No!
Mm-hmm.
Don't touch me. Anyways, next. Oh!
So this week we had the All-Star Game, which...
Has messed things
up. Always gives some really fun fanfare.
No.
This year they did it differently for the Home Run Derby contest.
Yep.
They had Prince Fielder.
Duke of the Bat. Sorry, I had to do it again.
Son of Cecil Fielder?
Of course.
Okay.
So, and David Ortiz, head of the National League team, head of the American League. First time they actually had teams. Each captain was allowed to choose his team. Well, I'm just going to give you what the American League's home run derby team looked like. David Ortiz.
Yeah.
Adrian Gonzalez.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, again.
Jose Bautista.
Jose.
Mm-hmm.
Robinson Cano.
Who?
Robinson Cano. New York Yankees.
Oh.
Now, if you look at that list, every one of them is American League East.
What does that say about the Central and the West?
Red Sox.
They suck.
Blue Jays. Yankees. The other side, they have players. So, as it goes through, the way it was set up was money was donated to the winning team's or league's charity. And it was whoever had the most home runs at the end. Well, it was a runaway. Considering the final two batters for the Home Run Derby Championship were American League. So, it came down between Red Sox, Adrian Gonzalez, and New York Yankee, Robinson Cano. Final round, Gonzalez hits 11 home runs. Cano hits 12.
Damn.
Robinson Cano wins the Home Run Derby contest. Pitching to him was his father. He only had 6 outs. He probably could have hit more. But his father pitched to him, so it was a family affair. It was a good thing. Congratulations to Robinson Cano. You helped out the American League.
Yeah.
When it came down to the game, we lost.
And that's a rarity. Doesn't the American League usually come out on top?
We dominate. But Prince Fielder hit a 3-run homer.
No, okay.
Adrian Gonzalez hit a solo homer.
Yes.
We lost 4-1.
Yikes.
So we took a couple days off, and Red Sox came back Friday night against the Tampa Bay Rays. Lost.
It's starting, isn't it?
We played yesterday. We won.
Okay. Yay!
With home runs from J.J. Redick, Jacoby Ellsbury, and Petey Mighty Mouse Pedroia.
Never mind.
So, we'll see what happens. The Friday night game was a young pitcher. Buck Holtz is on his way back. Lester's on his way back. Beckett's on his way back. Crawford's on his way back. So we'll see what happens. There's a lot going on.
All right. Well, seeing that we're still in baseball, how about the Roger Clemens thing with that case?
I was getting to this one.
Okay.
Now this is breaking my heart because Roger Clemens was such a childhood hero to me.
What do you mean he was acquitted? Well, it was a mistrial.
Mistrial.
They could, but they could probably won't.
But they won't because of the fact that they're afraid that. With all the money that they've spent of ours money, the taxpayers' money, towards this trial, that they're not going to go through with it. It's kind of hard to say with the fact that yes, he lied, but also
allegedly.
Don't give me this allegedly.
He wasn't found guilty.
He can't be found guilty because of the fact that they might not follow through.
Still, innocent until proven guilty.
Because it was one of those situations where. The judge told him not to show the jury the evidence, and prosecution didn't listen.
Wait. Let's put it this.
For that part. But then the next part was the guy that originally came in, and when Roger Clemens says, no, I did not take any drugs, blah, 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 this, that. And then the guy who apparently was dealing to him said, yes, I gave him the drugs, blah, 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 this and that. That goes against him, and that says that he was lying. I know it's a he said, she said kind of thing.
But the thing is, he doesn't look like someone who was taking steroids. As he got older, he got bigger, but it was more fat than muscle.
Can I explain where I know more about the topic?
Yeah, fine. Go ahead.
We just wanted to have a tennis match, damn it.
Thank you. Let me have a tennis match. 30 love. Ha ha.
Yeah, but you guys are a little bit off topic on this one.
Okay. Commence.
Okay, thank you. Now, to what you said about them showing evidence, it's not evidence anymore because the judge ruled it inadmissible. So it wasn't evidence. Evidence is only something that's allowed into the courtroom. They illegally showed a thrown out tape. And the judge looked at the attorney and said even a first-year law student wouldn't have made this mistake.
Sure they would have.
Now, that's a pure disrespect piece to that lawyer who really should go back to school.
Yep.
Now, I love Roger Clemens. Don't get me wrong.
Same here.
I want to see him in the Hall of Fame in a Red Sox uniform.
When you get disbarred? That lawyer?
It depends on how the judge wants to go.
Yeah, okay.
Because that is a big mistake. This is a big federal case, and you were stupid.
Stop making that gesture.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm. So, as you were saying, you want Roger to be in the Hall of Fame with a Red Sox uniform.
Yes.
Yes.
Because, I mean,
that was his prime.
Yeah.
He started with us in 86. He threw 20 strikeout games as a Red Sox.
Yep.
You know, he did most of the good stuff in his career with us. Now, to the whole point that you said, Brian McNamee, who was his trainer, said, I gave him steroids. He has a syringe and cotton swabs with his blood on it.
Who would keep stuff like that?
You know
That's
what?
The argument.
Say, you know, with Bill Clinton there. Who would keep a dress with you-know-what on it?
A creep.
Yeah, but yes. A dress is one thing. You can wash it.
It's like, this has the president splooge all over it.
No, but maybe he was going to probably go and try to sell it on eBay later.
It's like, this is syringe and his cotton balls with his blood.
And he's like, oh, the steroids in it. And, like, the argument was, well, you know, because Roger Clemens said, yeah, he used to give me vitamin B12 shots, which he was prescribed.
Yes.
So, he's like, that's all that he was giving me, you know, through needle injections. He must have, you know, tampered with it and poured something else in after. Very plausible.
It is plausible, Jack.
So, Brian McNamee...
You can't trust trainers these days, can you?
Nope. Brian McNamee's a bitch. That's it. Mm-hmm. I'm not the first one to say it. I'm not the last. It is what it is.
And you see, Roger Clemens to me was a hero. He used to have all this stuff, all his baseball cards. I still have his rookie card upstairs somewhere. I had his little toy statue of him throwing out the pitch in his number 21 jersey. I had everything. His autograph. I looked up to the guy. That's why it's making it hard for me to think that he would do something like this.
Well, he's like 6'4", so I would think you'd look up to him.
I have the card of him with Frank Viola.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's a good card.
Yes, it is a good card.
Ah!
Now, you know, a few other little things going on. Today, the U.S. women's soccer team competes for the World Cup championship against Japan.
Japan!
Woo! Oh, it's so hard to choose! I love both countries so much!
When the game is over, the Japanese team will be devastated. Like they got hit with an earthquake. Ooh.
Oh, you
asshole! We're sorry, my friends from Japan. He didn't mean it.
Jerk.
You jerk. Jerk face. Baka. Baka, 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 baka.
Dunkoff.
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 German.
Oh, right. Yeah, but what was it that we just recently found out about some nuts? What did we recently find out about the North Koreans?
Five of them tested positive for steroids.
Thank you, North Korea.
But they said they took something to help them because of a thunderstorm. Yes.
A lightning strike?
I'm going to take steroids because lightning scared me.
What does that have to do with anything? What you should do is just hide yourself in a soundproof room and then you won't have to hear the thunder and lightning.
When he said thunder, it meant Kim Jong-il. And when he said lightning, it meant lashing him for not taking the steroids.
Oh, right. Okay.
Okay.
So it's forced on him.
Is that what I meant?
You know what? That sounds pretty plausible. That sounds good enough for me.
Okay.
I'll take it.
I don't know.
Yeah!
Mm-hmm.
So you
I'm so lonely. So lonely.
All right, stop that. Anything else would you like to keep going with sports?
I wanted to, but now I'm petrified.
Okay, what were you trying to do? And I'll try to lead on from there.
Lacrosse.
Okay, lacrosse. Wait, lacrosse?
Boston Cannons.
Oh, Boston Cannons.
Boston Cannons?
Wait, say again? No, I was kidding.
From Major League Lacrosse?
Now the whole thing is with Major League Lacrosse, are they going to actually put that on TV for us now so we could watch it? Because I know that, like, once in a while...
It's on Comcast?
Yeah, I'll flip her... Oh, damn it.
Yeah, that's right. Comcast carries it.
Come over to my house and watch it.
The lady told me when, you know, I was talking to her.
See, that's the only thing that I have a problem with that, is it's not, like, being shown on, like, an ESPN or something along those lines that it would actually get out there. That's the same thing with paintball. Paintball needs to get, you know, buffed up and pushed out into the spotlight again and be seen as a sport. Because it's supposed to be going out into the... At one point I heard that it was supposed to be going in and being an Olympic sport.
Yeah. Well, the Canons currently stand at 6-2 on the season. After dropping yesterday's game 12-11 in an away game, they come home next week. What else is there? They just host. Actually, Boston just hosted the Major League Lacrosse
Championship
All-Star
game. All-Star game, yeah.
So, and actually, one of the trick plays made top 10 plays.
Interesting.
Yes. So, good luck to the Canons. Look forward to giving you more information on them as the season goes. And that's it.
Okay, how about MMA? Anything in MMA lately, or no?
Fights. Stuff happens. People get knocked out.
Yeah, stuff happens.
So,
yeah.
Nothing
nothing of importance. How about cricket?
Okay.
Because we're really having to dig deep lately.
Yeah, well, everything's done. We have baseball, and there's not much really going on in sports, unfortunately.
Hey, action sports. There we go. Yeah! I'm sorry. I love action sports, especially between motocross, skateboarding, snowboarding.
He's in love with Sean White.
I hate him so badly.
Then how come his picture's above your bed?
Stupid red tomato. That's not... No!
And why is he sitting there holding his nipples? I don't know.
I don't have that picture. I want to get the poster that's in one of the stores that hang around in the place that I work so I can use my PayPal gun on it. But that's just me.
And he's in those Stride gum commercials, too.
Yeah, well, the one that they're selling is, like, some sunglasses or something like that. Gold pair of, like, whatever. I'm like, yeah, great.
Check out the MMA one.
MMA? Yeah. But, yeah, it's
There's not a lot going on, really, unfortunately.
Ryan Bader?
Now, for UFC 136 is a fight that I want to see. Edgar Maynard 3. They fought. This will be their third fight. Gray Maynard is the only one to beat Frankie Edgar. He beat him once. They came to a draw in their last fight.
Mm.
I want to see this one.
Now, what about our lovely lady Gina Carano?
Well, she had to pull out of a fight due to non-doctor clearance.
Isn't that her with an Uzi?
Yes.
I know she's supposed to be doing a new movie, but I don't know if it's going to do so well.
Why not?
I don't know.
I'm guaranteeing you'll see it 1,000 times.
Yeah, I might.
Yep.
Just because.
Maybe 2,000. But
no, yeah. But what was it officially that she wasn't able to do in her next fight or something like that?
They actually didn't officially release the reason. They just announced that she had to pull out due to doctors not signing off.
Well, no, the movie that she's in, Haywire.
Whoa.
Channing Tatum, Ewan McGregor, Michael Douglas, Antonio Banderas, Bill Paxton.
Woohoo! When the hell
happened? That's the original opponent.
Oh.
That's what I sent off to you guys. Wow, dude, the movie might actually do good. That's our new movie, Tim Conley.
What is it called again?
Haywire.
Haywire, okay.
When's it come out?
January 20th, 2012.
I'm there.
So far away.
And it's from Steven Soderbergh.
Steven Soderbergh.
You catching?
So, what were you saying about not doing well? Huh?
Ribs! Ribs!
That's the point.
Ribs.
Don't say it. I swear I'll come over the table.
I want my baby back.
My friend and I went there.
Chili's.
No, we're talking about the other place, not Chili's.
Okay. Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, you son of a...
Baby back rib hips. Barbecue sauce.
I want to go to Texas Roadhouse.
Me too.
Ribs.
Oh, I'm dying for good
stuff. I went for my friend's birthday this past week.
Get out of here.
You can get out of your own house, sir. Please leave kindly.
Go away in the backyard.
You can go away in the backyard.
Tie yourself up to the fence so you don't run away.
Or tie yourself up to the brush guard so I can drive around. That would be a perfect air conditioner for you. Anyway.
You guys, it's hot out. Okay.
Hey, let's do 65 on the highway. Yeah!
Bet you your truck can't hit 100. Bet you it will.
Are we done with day into sports?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're good with sports. Now on the movies.
We'll talk about the movie. I love you, Philip Morris.
I want a divorce.
This was a movie I first heard of back in 2008, but it took so long for it to get an American release.
Well, there was controversy about why it wasn't released, apparently because Philip Morris didn't want his name used. They actually used the characters' names.
Well, no, it's the weird thing because they did a whole making of, and it showed Ewan McGregor talking about how he spent a few days with Philip Morris talking back and forth and helping him get into character.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But I think the reason why it took so long to come out was because of, you know...
There was controversy over it, though, but it got released everywhere else but America, really.
Right, and like then, what happened to,
Hurt Locker.
Hurt Locker, yes.
Yeah. That was the one that really killed us. We were trying to actually watch that in the theaters. We weren't able to... We get lucky to watch it.
We looked every single week for it.
I think we went to the Showcase Cinema in Revere, and that's where it said it was. And when we got there, they were like, nope, it's not here. It was posted online that it was here at this time so we could watch it. No.
What's me wrong?
Alright, well, anyways, we got Jim Carrey playing Stephen Russell, who is a con artist, more or less. He is...
Not a gay con artist.
Okay, we support gays, but this guy was a little bit too much.
Oh, that's right. Did I forget to mention I was gay? I figured it out when I was a child. That cloud looks like a man's wiener.
Yeah, exactly.
I see it. Penis in the sky.
Anvil, I saved you from watching this movie. Anyways, so in that sense, Philip Morris is played by Ewan McGregor, but he really doesn't come into the story until like about halfway through. I really have to say that this was more or less a movie about Stephen Russell going after Philip Morris.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yeah. So it was one of those things where Stephen Russell, yes, he goes through life going kind of confused and everything like that, but he has a wife. And he has kids. And he was a police officer at one point.
Right.
But the reason why he was a police officer was to find out where his mother was. Apparently he was adopted or something like that. There was three kids. He's the middle one. And he got put up for adoption for some reason. And he wanted to find out why. So then finally after going to the house and whatnot and the mother rejecting him once again.
Yes. I don't know what you're talking about, Steven!
Yeah, he goes and takes the rug. It's like, apparently nobody's welcome here. I'm going to take this. So he goes and runs off the rug. So he goes and leaves that police job, which I was like, you're a police officer. Why would you leave the job? And then he goes off and starts living another life. And then he gets into a car accident that just apparently changed his life.
Yeah.
And stuff that I would like to reiterate, I can't really say really out in public on this because of the fact that it's just way too bad. Like when the car accident
happened, it made Brokeback Mountain in some cases look like the Muppet Babies.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, let me just put it like that.
Okay. When the car accident happens, he's in like a nice Corvette and he's driving through the his light was green and some guy comes out of nowhere and slams into the side of him and he goes yep. He's like, yep, I'm going to change my life. After dealing with that one, I'm gay. And then he starts going on with the Q word and the F word and the other words and all that other stuff.
While
tossing him in, because apparently he was coming from his sexual encounter with a guy. Let's just leave it at that because of the fact that of how graphic the...
But it was
kind of stuck in my head. It hurts.
But it was kind of funny, though. It was done in a very funny context.
Yeah, it was done... Because it's Jim Carrey, he's able to do that in that sense.
Uh-huh.
So later on down the line, it starts getting to the point where he starts conning people into, getting money so he can survive. But the main reason was he was just like... He's like, being gay is very expensive. He's using credit cards left and right. He's
fake IDs.
Fake IDs. He's just like... He's trying to buy some jewelry and whatnot for his, his Cubano boyfriend or something like that.
You feel bad for him at the end and what happens.
Oh, yeah, wicked. But all the stuff that goes on between, like, the fact that Even Steven Russell, he does this jumping from the garage. He was trying to jump into a trash can.
Yep.
Totally missed because he was disorientated. He took drugs because he was trying to supposedly kill himself. But he gets to the point where he's hitting off the edge, and the other guy's just like, "If you jump, I'm not going to love you anymore, and you'll never see me." And he goes and jumps anyways, and all you see is Jim Carrey on the ground, like, in, like, the whole, like...
Dumb and Dumber pose,
yes,
kind of.
Like, the on the ground, flat out and whatnot, because he totally missed the trash can. So it goes to the point where he finally gets arrested because of the whole... Everything catches up to him.
Yep.
He's in jail.
And
he reads law books like they're no tomorrow. So he knows all about the law.
And he meets Philip Morris, played
that's,
by Ewan
McGregor.
Yeah,
that's
when
he
meets
Ewan.
And they fall in love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So then Philip Morris gets out of jail because Steven Russell pretends to be his lawyer. And then he fakes being a lawyer and a CFO.
Yeah, a CFO for a big company and whatnot. And he, like, he really, like, owns it, too, because of the fact that it looked like he was going to be, like, scared. When he was doing his first presentation, as they showed it, he goes, "Well, let's take this guy's stuff and throw it out the window." And he goes and starts puts up his stuff. He's just like, "Look at how much more money we're going to make because of this and this." And they were just like, "Oh my God, he was brilliant," and this and that. And then later on, they find out that he's a con artist after buying, like, the his and her, okay, him and him, cars for the...
he and his.
Yeah. So, let's just put it that way.
Right.
You know, they get, like, this big mansion, and things yet again collapse, and they end up in prison, and McGregor's character, Philip Morris, is really angry with Steven Russell.
Right, and let's cut off...
Yeah, let's cut it off right there, because of the fact is, I suggest if you can get your hands on this movie to watch it, because
it's really good.
It's, and there's a part where it's really heartbreaking too, because of what happens. But it's a comical movie. It's great.
A lot of good twists and turns.
I think if this was actually able to go into the movie theaters, it would have done very well. It would have done
instead of the limited run. I think Jim Carrey should have gotten some awards for this film.
Yeah, he could have. This could have been like an Oscar nomination.
They have it in Redbox.
Yep, I would. Well, now it's seeing that way. So if you can get a Redbox, I got mine off Netflix. Actually, I wanted to talk about Netflix in a minute, but
yeah.
But back to
that again. Yeah,
but. Let's rate this sucker, because
I give it a 4.5 out of 5.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it around like the 4.8, because I found out through another friend of mine that, you know, told me about the movie. Apparently they were on a plane ride over to, you know, Europe or something like that, and they got to watch it, and they were just laughing hysterically on the plane. I think they were probably gonna get, you know, tased or something like that. But as of right now, I mean, I know that IMDb has us at 6.7, but no big deal.
I'm gonna rate this on Petrified.
Yeah, good. See, it's that good because it petrified him, and he's a big guy. It takes a lot to petrify him.
Yes. Now, what do you want to talk about Netflix? Is this about the soaring rates?
No, actually, what it is I really wanted to state, because of the fact that I did get an email from them. It was about actually what they're doing. September 1st, apparently they're going to be doing a change around. They're not going to be giving you the unlimited access and the the streaming.
Yeah,
you know, like the unlimited streaming and one DVD now, because of the fact that they're going to be uploading so much stuff now for the streaming. You're either going to pay the $8 for the streaming, or you're going to pay the $8 for the DVD.
Mm-hmm.
Or, if you want both of them together, if you already have both of them together right now, you don't just change anything, but you're going to pay $15 a month instead of the eight bucks.
Right.
So it was definitely interesting because of the fact that they've been, you know, working on trying to put up more movies, which I'm very happy because,
yeah,
especially with my Droid phone, anybody with an Apple phone,
yep,
your laptop, those new the pads and everything like that, you're able to now watch Netflix basically wherever you can get an internet access or otherwise. Mm-hmm. By the regular access.
Yep.
I mean, I've been so happy to
when
have
I
this
get my iPhone. I'm probably gonna get
the Netflix.
Yes.
So, more or less, when I'm at work and I finally get on my break and whatnot, I can sit there, I can chow down on something, and I've been able to watch a lot more stuff now because of the fact that, you know, I was able to get through Deadliest Warrior, the whole season, all two seasons of that, Next to Future Weapons, everything along
those
lines.
And I know that some people are complaining about the price hike, but think about it like this. You have Netflix anywhere you go.
Yeah.
So, a little hike. Well, not a little, but this price hike for what they're going to be able to do.
It's not really a price hike. Now you just have to choose which version you want. Or you pay for both.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah, it's either you pay for both, which I feel like it's great to get the DVD once in a while. But, I mean, that sucks because of the fact is you get a DVD. And that means you...
Odds are it's going to be scratched up and it might not play.
Very true. That might happen. But besides that point, sometimes it gets to the point where you absolutely forget you have the DVD until it's still laying on the top of your DVD player or your Xbox, your PS3 or something along those lines. And you're like, oh, right, I forgot. I was supposed to be getting another movie. I got to go put this in the mailbox. So you go and rip off that thing, paste it, and then toss it in the mailbox. That's probably the only good thing about that is you don't have to keep on putting stamps on the sucker.
Yes.
Because it's already prepaid.
And that's where a lot of the money's coming from.
Yeah, that's where a lot of their money is coming from for that factor. But I think with the whole concept that if you are able to have access to, you know, your computer, your cell phone, or along those lines of any of those template pads that are coming out now, you're going to be able to do a lot more stuff with just watching the live streaming. As long as there's an internet access that's working properly.
Yes.
Because I feel that a lot of outbound areas where, you know, they say that they have a Wi-Fi, they have a Wi-Fi, but they're failing at the fact of the quality of the Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry, but if you say you have a Wi-Fi thing, you better have a good connection out there, because sometimes people have to make serious situations right there and then where they need a Wi-Fi access, and the thing's slower than molasses.
Yep.
But for the most part, I think, you know, Netflix is doing a good job with that. So I say thumbs up for Netflix. Good job.
Yeah.
All right. I'm done.
All right. Music time.
Okay, I'm not done. Music. Bum, 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 bum. No, bum, shut up. Bum, bum, bum. Shut it off. I kill you.
Fine. Fine, fine. Well.
All right. You know what? First, let's talk about the music video for that song. For Golden Cobra, just because of the fact that music video, right off the bat, it felt like they were making fun of, yes, Michael Jackson. That one was easy. But I felt that the guy that was in the driver's seat was making fun of Ryan Dunn.
But that's the weird thing, because this video came out weeks before that incident happened.
But that's the thing that scares me. It's kind of, it's on the line.
It's like they predicted it.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the new Limp Bizkit album, Gold Cobra, their first release in 6 years, and their original lineup is back together.
Yeah, the original.
But it wasn't even that good.
What wasn't?
The album.
Well, okay. Before I even started listening to this album, I was going to agree with you guys with that it's going to be terrible. And it's come to the point where admitting that you like Limp Bizkit is kind of an embarrassing thing to say. Not to mention the era of rap rock has been dead for more than 5 years, with Street Sweeper Social Club the only exception.
Wait, Rage Against the Machine, partially.
Partially. But I can't help but admit that I usually got into Gold Cobra. I started liking it.
I have to say that there are a few of these songs that are on this album out of the 16 songs, if you don't count, okay, 15 songs, because the first one is just an intro thing. That's just them screwing around doing stupid things.
Yes.
But for the most part, I feel that I have to only say that maybe 4 out of those 15 songs are actually good. Like, there's maybe, 9210 or something like that. That one's okay. Let me think. Angels, all right. Walking Away is okay. Losers,
Killer
right.
and You.
Yeah, Killer and You, maybe. But for the most part, I felt that these guys have so much talent that this is one of those, this is just an album that, this is them just screwing around. Like, I felt like they didn't put any real effort into this album.
This is the weird thing for me, because I even found the bad tracks a little bit catchy. Like this song, Douchebag. It's a stupid song, but I couldn't help but sing along to the chorus of Douchebag.
I like Shotgun.
That was a good beat.
The beat with the actual shotgun. They actually used a shotgun where it's, you know, it. I'll play it probably later, but for the most part, it's one of those things where I swore I heard a couple of beats from, like, you know, Limp Bizkit and the Hot Dog Flavored Water album.
Yeah, Chocolate Starfish.
Chocolate Starfish. I heard a lot of beats from that one that I felt you couldn't have created something separate, because I really did hear that in some of the albums. And I know that there was the whole auto-tunage thing where he was messing around with his voice vocal thing.
Yeah, singing. It was kind of a humorous take on it.
But for the most part, I felt it just, I don't know. And then also, I don't understand this, but is he talking about Kurt Cobain because of the fact that my own Cobain? Is that what he's trying to say?
I think so.
Because that's messed up with it itself. You can't be doing that. And a lot of the times with the Golden Cobra, you know, the actual song or the music video, if you see the uncensored one, he's dropping middle fingers left and right. He says, I don't give an F. I don't give an F about you. I don't give an F about that. But that's the only problem is you have to give an F because of the fact that all the people that put so much effort towards you, you wouldn't be there if those people weren't there.
Right.
So, for him to say that, I think Fred Durst needs to get, you know, a helmet, because he's basically retarded now because of that factor.
Well, he's actually cleaned up a lot of the beefs that he had, especially with, like, Corey Taylor and Trent Reznor. They're actually all friends now.
Yeah.
It's the persona of the onstage Fred Durst compared to the Fred Durst in real life. Because Fred Durst is a talented person, not just music-wise, but also director-wise. He's the one who directed the Korn video for Falling Away From Me. He's the one who directed that movie, The Education of Charlie Banks, which was such a good indie film.
Yeah.
Look, truthfully, I didn't think, you know, like you said, there's only a couple songs, but most of the CD, I just couldn't listen to.
See, that was the thing. When I for the game section, I was playing a lot of Call of Duty because I just wanted to make sure that I could do, you know, talk about the Annihilation map pack. So with my whole setup is I play off my laptop onto my Xbox around my surround sound system. So I was listening to it the whole time on the surround sound system, and some of the songs, like the Shark Attack song, he goes, I know that I was listening to, you know, it was doing, like, you know, mixing. It wasn't just straight album.
Right.
So it was just mixing. So it went from Shark Attack song to Loser. And I went from I'm a shark, mother effer, to I'm a loser. I went, what the hell? What is up with this whole concept that he, you know, even on this one, if you're looking at it, Shark Attack is number 4, and about 5 songs later is Loser. So you're going from a kind of a bipolar state of I'm gonna kill you, or I can survive shark attacks and whatnot because I think I'm the biggest baddest MFer in the world, to Loser. I mean, I didn't understand that. And next to that,
well, I think it's similar to when Eminem did for the Marshall Mathers LP. He did all that stuff, and then he had that song, I'm Marshall Mathers, I'm just a regular guy, no one ever gives a fuck about me, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
We'll see. It's funny, one of my coworkers, he's a huge Limp Bizkit fan.
Mm-hmm.
So we were listening to this at work, and he's just sitting there, he's like, dude, this isn't my Limp Bizkit. What happened to him?
Yeah.
It's weird, because when I'm listening to it, I get some of the era of Significant Other and Chocolate Starfish from it. From my perspective.
Now, I have to say a comment that is really kind of odd to say for me, but I think this album has entirely way too much swears.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
Hold on. No,
yeah,
you're not warm.
Yes, I am.
You're a little bit sweaty, but you're not warm.
Yeah, well, anyways, I have to say, for the most part, there was entirely too much swears in this. And there was just, it wasn't clever swearing. It was not straightforward clever swearing. Like,
right.
System of a Down can do clever swearing.
Yes.
Like, there's a song, you know, you'll go through the line, and it'll be like,
violent pornography.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That one's smart. That one is perfect. Why are you using my cell phone?
I need to make a phone call.
Oh, great. He's calling 911 on me.
Hello?
Great. Not again.
I need my friend committed. He went crazy.
Hi! He just said that swearing's bad.
And he told me that he has voices that tell him to do really bad things. Yes. All right. What's the address?
King Baby Duck Avenue.
No.
The lane.
Yeah, okay. I'll text it.
But I have to say, it did have way too much swearing. That wasn't clever. It wasn't, you know, it didn't make a statement. It was just, I'm swearing. And apparently he's a redneck white boy from what, South Carolina, he said?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, that doesn't impress me. Exactly. It just,
he's been hanging out with the game too long.
Yeah. I think the whole concept of Mad TV with Will Sasso playing and doing the Limp Bizkit parody was spot on. I have to say that now. It was very spot on.
Now it's no longer even funny anymore, because
it's just, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's rate this thing.
Okay, you two are going to kill me when I say
this. I kill you! So wait, I'm sorry, I had to get it in beforehand.
Right. To, you know, get, like, I actually wound up liking the album. I'm going by gut instinct. I'm not going to be listening to anybody else regarding Limp Bizkit because it was everyone else telling me that Limp Bizkit sucked.
Suck.
That made me start thinking that it was true. And it's not. They're still a great band. Which is why I'm going to give Gold Cobra a 4 out of 5. It's nowhere near a musical masterpiece. I'm not putting it anywhere near like any of the best albums this year.
Suck.
But I enjoyed it.
My thing was just better than theirs.
I think they just put it in the middle of the summer just because of the fact that they know that a lot of the other people were putting out albums around that time. Just so they could actually try to get number one at some point.
You got
if
number
TRL
one.
Was still around, yes, it would be probably number one right now because yes. of all the idiots that keep voting or otherwise. Their voting casting was broken anyways. They just wanted to, they were basically paid. I feel that MTV was paid behind their back, in the background yeah. and whatnot. And this is what we want for, you know, we'll keep on giving you
the money. Album debuted at number 14 on the Billboard 200.
Yeah.
What?
In all seriousness.
And David Comes to Life got 83?
Yep.
Somebody's definitely paying something.
In all seriousness, as I put in my notes, If I wasn't a real true fan of Limp Bizkit, I would have given this album a double negative zero, basically. I would have given this nothing because of the fact that it just doesn't seem like it was too far up there. This seems like something from their heydays when they started where they weren't as good. This could have been something from a garage band, and it would have been like, wow, that's spectacular, but yeah, that's not going to get the universal picture.
Mm-hmm.
But as a fan of Limp Bizkit that I used to, you know, I used to like them very much, I could give this album a 1.2 out of 5. That's the best I could give right now because of the fact that, you know, I guess you could kind of say that the songs were catchy, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to play this song on a constant basis driving around, especially in Lynn or Boston, driving around or and not get, like, killed or something because of the fact that White Boy.
Here we go. Now listen, I'm a fan myself.
Yeah.
Back when I used to paintball, boom, Limp Bizkit was in my ears. You know, who didn't love it? People used to say that I looked like Fred Durst. I know, it was weird. It was cool though.
Scared.
I went to Fred Durst for Halloween one year. Because it was just, you know, funny.
Yes.
Unfortunately, this new album makes me wonder if I was just young and dumb when I fell in love with Limp Bizkit.
Because remember, this was an era of, like, Korn and Dead Z.
Stained.
Well, we had some really good
System
music.
System of a Down. That was when it was all, I mean, Disturbed. That was when all those bands were really getting a Godsmack. All of them.
Oh, yeah. Slipknot.
They were the ones that, like, really got our blood flowing.
American Head Charge.
Okay, then. Yeah. Exactly.
My bedroom door was covered with stickers.
Yeah.
From bands. And they were all good.
Yep.
We all used to buy the t-shirts, and we were the noble people that didn't have Hatchet Man.
Yeah.
Thankfully.
Those kids are still around. I can't believe
kids.
That.
Kids? There's people that, you know, we grew up with that still dress like it.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. The kids. Yeah. They're still kids. Dude, you could be 50 years old and still rocking a Juggalo thing, and you're still a kid.
Why aren't we donating our money to those to help the Juggalos get out of their Juggalo-ness?
No. That would be bad. That would be real bad because of the fact is they already have the tattoos. They're already marked, man. You'd have to be paying for their laser surgery to get those
razors. I've got butcher knives.
That too.
No, I saw that in a movie.
I don't want that massive scarring on them, but okay. Have fun if you have a Juggalo tattoo, especially down by the arms, to get hired for a real job. It's just yep.
Unless you're going to be a butcher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I love butchering so much I got the tattoo. You're hired. Yes. Yeah.
Uh-huh. All right, but I think we could put a fork in Limp Bizkit right now.
Okay.
I feel that it was not good, but
I'm giving a zero.
Yep.
Now let me ask you guys, what's your favorite old song by them?
Oh. There was the one that he did on Significant Other with Jonathan Davis from Korn.
Okay.
I have to say that the best one that they did was a cover, actually.
Hmm?
Behind Blue Eyes.
Oh, that is a good
that
one.
That is a damn good cover.
Nobody Like You. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Truthfully, I could never choose.
Look at it. Scott Whelan actually helped out with the lyrics of that one, too. And that was back when he was on drugs!
Wait. Yeah. All right. The song that used to get me, though. I'm sorry. It's horrible. Nookie. I used to love that song. Mm-hmm. It's all about the Nookie. Get me. No, I'm kidding. I ain't gonna, you know, torture everybody with my horrible Limp Bizkit.
Sometimes I have to say Break Stuff. Break Stuff was another one that was pretty good. But I really say that Behind Blue Eyes, that was the one that really...
But
that one gets to me. That one's a good song.
You love how this is, though? We're all thinking so hard of our favorite song by them. Mm-hmm. And we could, you know, it's hard to make that decision. You look at this new, you know, album, it's like, what's your favorite song?
Not from the new album!
Exactly. So, it just shows. They need to go back to their roots.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on. I was just trying to make a point with that.
Yep. Next.
All right, let's move on to video games. And on Xbox 360 and PS3, they came out with a demo for Catherine. Now, this was a game I got to play at E3, and I absolutely loved it. Sorry.
I've been violated.
So, the demo for this has you play two levels, as well as an in-between section where your text to Catherine with a K can either help or hinder you in the actual levels itself.
That's with a C.
Well, no, there's a Catherine with a K, and then you meet Catherine with a C.
What? I'm confused already.
Anyways, this is a Japanese animated type game.
Oh, yes. That's why.
And you have to, and then the actual levels themselves, you're trapped in a nightmare, and you gotta climb to the top of each level to escape death. And you gotta, like, pull out blocks and move them around to make steps, you know, try to collect checkpoints and other goodies, pillows for more tries. And I've never seen a game do something that Catherine has done, from what I've seen so far.
Keep going ahead until I can put the negative spin on the friggin' thing.
Like, I first off, as an anime fan, I love the overall look of it. It might turn other people off, though, but it looks so good. The voice acting is spot on. The controls are easy to use, although I do find that there is still a little bit of a sensitivity issue regarding maybe accidentally falling off the platforms in some cases.
Split.
And there is a lot of good challenges to discover. Now, there is some issue, from what I heard over in Japan, that the difficulty level does spike. But recently they fixed that, so while it does get harder, it doesn't get ridiculously hard.
Definitely begin harder.
And this has been a game that I've been watching and looking out for since last year. And from what I've read from early reviews, it's been getting nothing but good scores. Like, IGN gave it a 9 out of 10. Game Informer gave it a 7 out of 10. PlayStation Monthly gave it, like, an 8 out of 10. So, I'm really looking forward to actually playing the full game of this. Okay, Bloonic. Let's see the other side.
All I can
excuse
say...
me. I need to...
Hold on. Let me read this. Let me see this.
Excuse me.
What the F is all I have to say? What guy has horns on his head?
This isn't the King's Speech.
I got annoyed with the narrators. I passed the first level and I said, I'm done. 0.5 out of 5. Or I should just say negative 0. Sucks to be you, Catherine.
And I gave it a 4.8 out of 5.
I hate you.
I'm sorry.
Die.
Dude, okay. Different backgrounds, different opinions.
White boy that wants to be Japanese.
No.
Yes.
My mathematical background, and it's
2.
No.
11. It's always 11. I swear. Every time I answer, never mind.
42.
No. Uh-oh. It's 0.5.
Okay, 0.5.
Negative 0, and then 4.8. Negative 0 needs to be brought up quite a bit, so it's only 0.5. It's October.
Yeah.
Tee-hee. Okay.
We win.
Tee-hee.
So.
USA.
Yeah, but okay. USA. When I got up to the first part of the level and whatnot, the narrators were talking over each other, and they were like, climb! You climb! No, you climb! Blah, 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 blah. And I was just like, okay, what?
I'm
My head's going to explode because of the fact that every time I'm trying to get up the thing, it keeps on stopping me. What are you doing now? It gets to the point where it stops you and tells you what you're supposed to be doing with the whole factor of moving the bricks. And I'm like, great, yes, I'm moving the bricks, but yet you keep interrupting me. And it drove me absolutely nuts, and there's no way to shut it off.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay.
Exactly.
Exactly.
What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, very subtle, Buck. Very subtle.
Very, very subtle.
Save the log. Remember this? There are very few things in this world that make me a giggly child. It takes me to a simpler time when things were quite as wild. One of those very special things that does it every time is a donut in a basket. Makes me feel so fun. Everybody loves donuts. Lord knows that you do. Everybody loves donuts, so let's just eat one or two. Everybody loves donuts. Lord knows that you. Everybody loves donuts, so you and I should share a few.
What are we listening to, honestly?
Donuts. Go nuts,
that's it, I gotta do it. First time in my life I tapped. Mr. Cool Ice, really. Okay, let's go on with the show because we are running out of time.
Yes, okay. That's a song from the popular game Splosion Man. And last week they came out with a sequel, Miss Splosion Man.
He devours a donut in very, very convincing fashion.
Damn, I want a donut.
Damn.
Fatty.
And let me just say, nobody puts Splody in a corner. Which is aptly the title of my review that I wrote on the website itself.
Yeah.
And I gotta say,
he's gonna read the exact review.
No. I'm just gonna read little parts of it. They went spot on with this game. Everything that was good about the first one, they made 10 times better. It was funnier. The gameplay was more challenging. Granted, there were a couple moments where I wanted to throw my controller across the room because it was so tough. But
we need to get him a punching bag for the game room.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
But the whole end result of this game is nothing but awesome. And I gotta say, funniest final boss ever.
Hold on, you're telling me that you already beat this game?
Yes.
How many levels?
48.
Oh, that's it?
That's it? No, 48. Oh, that sounds like a piece of pie, especially with him at the start of every time you play the game. Oh yeah, your move, Unreal, with the big beard. That is some hardcore stuff right there. That is a challenge, sir. That is a very good challenge.
That just shows that he's a pimp right there.
When you see that guy's beard, if you take your beard, right, and you grow it out about this far, it's about, like, maybe about 12 inches out. And then, also, when he says that, electricity goes right through his beard.
I want an electrical beard?
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I get one?
Yeah.
Without dying?
Possibly.
Hmm.
We gotta make something. At least sparks or some kind of thing that would make it look cool.
Or have Chuck Norris climb out.
I'm gonna beat you down, punk.
Apparently, so is it beer is his engine that he created, correct? Or is this just an actual joke going towards Unreal saying,
oh no, this is an actual, there's an actual engine. Here is the actual trailer thing. So funny.
Your move, Unreal.
That is a hardcore gamer right there.
That just had us laugh. Because they showed that video at the Twisted Pixel panel at PAX East, and everyone was just rolling on the floor laughing.
I wouldn't know.
I gotta say, the folks at Twisted Pixel know funny. Yep. They are probably the funniest gaming programmers out there Yugi Makers. You gotta tip your hat to them.
I have to say that the video when you play, like, you'll walk a couple steps with Miss Explosion Man, and then it will play a video. You have to watch the video because of how funny it explains how to play the game properly. But what it is it gives you the regular Miss Explosion and then the other Miss Explosion, and then there's one part where she actually passes, and then it puts a laser thing right through and kills her anyway. It's just like, that's what you get for touching my boyfriend, bitch. So they put a feminine side to Explosion Man. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. Why didn't they call him Mr. Explosion Man?
Because this has been before they even
just thought like a Pac-Man. You have Pac-Man and then Mrs. Pac-Man.
Yeah, and then Pac-Man Jr.
Oh, no.
Not Pac-Man Jr.
Anything
I forgot about that game.
Yeah.
I want there to be, like, the next game, I want it to be an edutainment parody. Explosion Kids. You know, 2+2 equals open face loose meat sandwich!
Yep.
Somebody save me.
No!
No. I thought you don't want to be saved.
Oh. You live in Lynn, remember?
I don't want to be saved that way.
No, you live in Lynn, remember?
Now, what if you're...
Chalupa, Taco Bell, Churro, Chimichurri. Mm-hmm. I wonder if my neighbors got the message.
Yeah, they do.
Now, what have your thoughts been of Miss Explosion Man so far?
Alright, well, seeing that I've only gotten to play the demo, more or less, and then I finally was just like, okay, I'm going to man up and buy it for 800 Xbox Live points, which was not too bad. Not too bad at all. That is very fair, considering, you know, because of this is one of those downloadable games, and, you know... And 48 levels, that's actually pretty respectable.
And that's just the single-player mode. And then there's the 45 multiplayer levels, which are completely different from the single-player levels. Not to mention the two girls, one controller.
Whoa!
Yes, exactly. Two girls, one controller. Next to that...
Anyone want to touch that one?
Well, you actually play the game multiplayer version with the one controller, the two sticks. It is like playing Twister with your hands.
You're not helping the cause for the joke.
Anyways... Next to that, when you play the multiplayer, are you capable of playing with other people online,
or
do they have to actually play with you in the room?
From what I can understand, yeah, you can play with other people online, because there's an Xbox Live mode.
Okay, good, because now we're going to play it.
Good.
So we can get that part done. So, for the most part, I felt that with playing her, yeah, it's kind of girly, especially the load screen is very interesting. It has her dancing with two other ones going raise the roof. Oh, no, actually, four other ones in the background going raise the roof and giving you tips about how to play the game. Then when you're actually playing the game, she doesn't really run. She just kind of, like, does, like, a model walk while she's running, so it kind of gets that, it gets her momentum up on that, apparently. But when you go and burst the big robot that you kind of burst from the first one that was all smashed up,
yep.
I think that was pretty sick because of the fact that when you bounce, when you explode, you hit the wall, and then you blow up, and you land on its eye, or when it captures you, you're able to press the explosion button, as it's called, and keep on blowing that robot up. I thought that they did a really good job with that. That is very impressive. Mm-hmm. And when I finally start getting through the game a little bit more, because... I kind of haven't had time, but trying to play more games and whatnot while I get the chance. But yeah, this definitely was one of those games that, you know, you have to play it, and the characters are so funny and whatnot. And even when you put it on the pause menu, you get that favorite donut song that you love, to listen to. Altogether, the graphics... Those are pretty impressive graphics. I mean, yes. I know it's a side running thing, but when she jumps up on the wall and she's looking at one of the scientists, and they zoom in on the scientist, especially the one with the massive beard and like it has like a special plasma gun or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was definitely funny.
Absolutely, and I love the voice actress who plays Miss Explosion Man, Monica Rial. She plays Momoka in Sergeant Frog.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, I know. So, my grade on the website, 9.3, which divided by 2 for going by our regular podcast scores, is 4.65.
Out of 5. Why would you give it a 9 on the website?
9.3.
No, I'm just saying.
Because I like to do out of 10 for video game reviews, because that's the norm.
But yeah,
I thought we were trying to set ourselves...
Besides the 100 metascore.
Yeah.
Alright, well... Let's try to get as much time as we can because we're running short on time.
All right,
let's cut Warhammer.
All right, let's talk about your game of Black Ops Annihilation map pack.
Annihilation! Yay! So you got four maps and one more for multiplayer Zomba.
No British.
Oh. Crikey.
Unless you're related to Rupert Murdoch, then you're looking at jail time.
Oh! Alright, well. Okay, back to the Bostonian accent.
Unless you are related, we can have the money.
Maybe. So, the first one is the drive-in. The drive-in map pack is great because of the fact that, you know, you have a full-on old-style 1950s. I think they have something for the 1950s, basically, to, like, the 1960s of style for their gaming and whatnot. The best part about it is it looks like a drive-in theater that's been hit by, like, a tornado and a hurricane at the same time, but it also has remnants of junkyard-type style. They did a very good job on the detail. It's a small to medium-sized map, as I would call it. The screen has a part where you could actually snipe from. It has... Mm-hmm. It's a very well-planned-out map. I have to say, thumbs up on that map. Mm-hmm. Hazard, that one, apparently, that's one of the maps that everybody keeps voting for some freaking reason. I played this morning before coming here to do the show and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I swear that out of the 10 times that I got to play the game, 7 out of the 10 times was Hazard. I 7 out of the 10 times was Hazard. So apparently what it is it's kind of like a Cubano golf course or something like that, but it's built into a mansion. It's yep. pretty cool. It's I have to say it's a long. It's kind of a medium to large size map because of the fact that don't you give me that? Don't you do it? Don't do it? Don't.
You know who you were visiting on that episode, right?
No.
Little Tony Montana, man. You know me.
All right. Anyways, so next to that.
You my golf course, man.
Anyways, besides that, it is a long-range sniper match usually, but apparently everybody sucks at sniping on this map because I'm able to really get by for about most of them. Like, if I was to run past an open area out of the 5 times, one time I'll get sniped out, maybe. It's just one of those things where people, I guess, are not that great at sniping. Which leads me to say, when you have the capabilities of flanking and... You know, you're able to take out the guys that are trying to flank you. You're able to get up behind those guys that are sniping and get some great backstab knives in because they're not paying attention.
Right.
This is a great map that you can, you know, start ranking up on the knife kills, all that other fun stuff. Silo. Now, this is one of the maps that I haven't been able to play as much as I would like to, but I finally figured out that in order to play this massive map that they created, you have to play it on Conquer. Where they have the flags. It's not capture the flag, but it's 3 separate places where the flags are, and you have to capture the points in order to get the more points in order to win the match. Fantastic. But yeah, the silo is a great setup. It's kind of like a an ex-Russian base or something like that. I believe that's what it is. Very large, beautiful for mainly everything. They made it set up so you can actually snipe, you could run and gun, you can knife, you could do whatever you want on that. So I have to give them another thumbs up for that perk. Hangar 18. Now, this is one of the ones that has been the, you know, controversial one because of the fact that it's based on Area 51, Hangar 18. I would say it's a small map, it's a run-and-gun map, it's awesome because there is an SR-71 Blackbird right in the middle of the map, and you can jump up on the top of it, and you can run around on the actual plane and shoot each other. It's very impressive. They did very good on the actual model of the plane. I mean, I sat there and I looked at a couple of the pictures online of the plane, and they had everything spot on from, like, numbers and everything. There are areas in there you can actually see, like, you know, the alien carcasses and all that other fun stuff. It's pretty cool. Then there's Zombie Map. It's from Shangri-La. Okay, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Shangri-La, this one actually, I have to say, is probably better than the Call of the Dead.
Really?
It is a massive map. I'm telling you, after door after door after door that I opened to you, even at the point that you go over those doors, you can find yourself right back to the middle part of the where you started the map. It's a great map because, like, there's a part, I guess I was standing on a volcano thing, And as soon as it went off, I launched up, and I ended up in the back to the main part of the map. Yet again, with Call of Duty, zombies, anything, I suggest you got to get some really good friends and good mic headset setup. Because the fact is when you're playing with people online, half the time whenever I play, I can't even get past the 7th level. Everybody gets knocked down, or some stupid reason I get knocked down, they don't want to save me, and then that leads me to the next round if they make it to the next round. So I have to say, play with your friend because then you can actually get somewhere. Otherwise, you know, most of the time you try to get into things and you don't have a mic, they will kick you out just because of that. It's really annoying because it's, you know, it's kind of like child's play basically when you're trying to play Call of Duty Zombies. So, but with the whole setup, the zombies on there are a hell of a lot scarier. Along with that, there's a monkey zombie, and it is annoying. It can run around and all of a sudden you'd be like, "Duke, duke, duke! Oh, what the hell's hitting me?" You look down and there it is. So I suggest either knife it or curb stomp it, shoot it, whatever you want to do. You're supposed to be a duck, not a monkey. But for the most part,
pretty good.
I have to say for the Annihilation map pack, easily 4.2 out of 5. Good job yet again on another map pack from Call of Duty. I'm not sure what they're going to pull out again, because I think by the time they would try to create another map pack,
it's time
Modern Warfare 3 will be coming out. So I don't think we're going to see another map pack until maybe January, if at all that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm done.
You're done?
Yep.
All right, yeah, I think we're done for today.
I'm hot.
Me too. Let's get a drink.
Actually, before you guys are allowed to leave, I need each one of you to help me with this project.
Ah, crap.
All right, let's just wrap it up so we can get through it then. Remember, visit our website at BostonBassBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew. If you have any comments, questions, if there's anything you want us to talk about, you can reach us at TheBastards@BostonBassBrigade.com. I'm on Twitter at King_Baby_Duck, and Anvil's on Twitter at Anvil63. Blumonic, not so much.
I'm not Twittering.
We're not still creative on Twitter.
No, you're not.
Dude, you can Twitter like me.
No.
Once every 6 months.
No. Anyways.
Actually, for a whole year, my Twitter was, I'm on pepperoni pizza.
Or on Facebook. We can look up between the group and the actual magazine page. You can like us on there. You can love us on the other one. And you can contact us through that way as well to ask us questions about video games or anything else in the matter of wanting to do later reports on such games that you want us to look at.
Yes.
Especially to save you guys money, because that's what we're here for.
Mm-hmm. Check out our friends over at the Land of Ash. You have the Electric Sisterhood, Inky Gagro. Check out our friends at Gamer Reaction, SFX360, and The Vagabonds.
Yep, and we're getting final preparations ready for that super podcast episode at the end of the month, which you'll hear sometime in the beginning of August. It's going to be us, it's going to be hopefully Ash, it's going to be Issues Program, SFX360, a Gamer Reaction, Rachel Moore, and possibly one other guest.
Super Omega!
Yes.
Yes, that's what we
call.
All right, well then, we can end this now.
All right, so, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Blue
Onyx.
Saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Goodbye.
Sayonara.
Peace.